Starting today, nearly 350 million Europeans can vote for their representatives to the European Parliament. That's how many are eligible to vote in the election that ends on Sunday. But polls indicate a record low voter turnout amid growing fear of the European Parliament's power. NPR's Silvia Pajoli has this report.
This year, the European Union produced a TV ad to try to attract voters. But the slick promo, which cost more than $700,000, seemed to have something in it to offend nearly everybody. Based on the theme that life is determined by choices, the opening shot of a baby choosing a breast to feed from proved too risque even for British TV. In France, there were complaints about the political implications of a courtroom scene. In Spain, there were demands for subtitles in all four regional languages. The ad made abundantly clear how difficult it is to sell a pan-European message. In fact, the campaigns in all 25 member states are dominated by local national issues. The only issue that crosses borders is widespread opposition to the war in Iraq, an area on which the European Parliament has absolutely no authority. Steve Everts of the London-based Centre for European Reform says EU politics is very hard for voters to follow.
Even if they vote in this European Parliament election, their vote will not mean that a certain political majority will be formed which is going to run the EU.
Everts says Europe's enlargement has made national governments more assertive.
They play the game of national advantage more than they used to, let's say, 25 or 30 years ago. We've all become a bit more like the British and the Danes who say, what's in it for me concretely today?
The paradox is that European Union institutions are increasingly important. Monetary policy is set by the European Central Bank, and more than half of each country's legislation originates in the European Parliament. But that legislation deals primarily with highly detailed and technical subjects, obscure fields that don't seize the electorate's imagination. The 25 European parliamentary campaigns have turned into midterm popularity tests for the incumbent national governments, but leading politicians generally don't run for the European Parliament. This year, the candidates' roster includes former astronauts, an Estonian supermodel, a Slovak ice hockey star, a race car driver, and the Czech porn star known as Dolly Buster. Opinion polls are predicting a very low voter turnout not only in the older EU states, but even in the new members. Polish commentator Konstanty Gebert says the EU elections are not seen by East Europeans as something to celebrate.
This mainly because our courtship of the EU was so long, it lasted for a dozen years, that the romance has worn off. The bride and the groom are middle-aged, and it's no longer about candlelit dinners, but about how you leave the toilet seat. It's no longer romance, it's just a practical marriage.
The new pan-European trend toward national interests may give a boost to right-wing parties. One of the rising stars on the right is the UK Independence Party, which wants Britain to pull out of the EU altogether. And one of its best-known supporters is actress Joan Collins of Dynasty fame.
I do feel that my country is losing a lot of what I grew up with, and I don't like to see that. I feel we are eroding ourselves to Brussels.
Polls indicate that support for the UK Independence Party could surge to nearly 20%, which would make it Britain's third most popular party. Again, analyst Steve Everts.
It would sort of signal, I think, that we're entering a new phase in Britain. It's not just a Eurosceptic sort of current that we've had in British politics for years, which is sort of very cautious about further integration, but now we would have a Europhobic, an anti-European party.
Surveys show that 80% of Europeans would like the EU to be less bureaucratic and more democratic. Yet amid an apparent decline in enthusiasm for the European ideal, Europeans appear unwilling to yield the national sovereignty it would take to create a stronger and more democratic union. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.